Also, Janet Mellon, who is director from the Southington Community Services, about a collaboration that Curtis is doing with Southington. And we say good morning to you both, and welcome to Brad
good morning,
and Dan.
Man. Good
Curtis
morning, Brad.
Robinson is back.
Brad Davis.
Where'd you
Brad
get
Davis, my little brother.
Where'd you
get right into that
microphone? Brad is my little brother from another mother, you know. How
well,
you doing, guys?
Curtis, you did this in Hartford over the summer,
yes,
and you're
fabulous.
About to do this again. 100 cars
yes.
are going to receive free gas for needy Southington residents. How about
yes.
talking about what's happening?
Well, you know, Dan, we did that a few months ago, and we found out in the line of people who was, I guess it was about three blocks long, a lot of those people was from Southington. It was from Southington. It was from Wallingford. They was from Meriden. And I said, you know, we have people in the suburbs who really need help as well. So I talked to my wife, and I talked to Janet, and I said, we have to do something about this. So we decided that we would give free gas to 100 cars on Saturday, September the 16th, between 9 and 11, at the Palumbo gas station. That's at, it's at 828 Meriden Avenue. And Jenna and I work together quite a bit on quite a few things, and she can kind of explain to you on that. And as well as that same day, we're going to New Haven.
I heard about that.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
to feed some
yes,
people.
Yes, yes. We fed about 2,500 people about 3 months ago.
Wow.
And, you know, we have now been sponsoring. We fed about 5,000 people. And someone wrote, that's what Jesus fed. I don't know what that, I think Jesus fed more than that. He's still feeding everyone. But you know, the thing is that, you know, God have given me a slice of bread, and Sheila and I just want to share it. You know, it doesn't make sense to just keep, you know, accumulating the bread when other people around need to be fed and need to, you know, need it. And so, you know, that's what we've decided to do with the gift that God have given us, is just to give something back.
And this has been very successful.
Absolutely.
Very.
Absolutely. It's almost like our success plan at St. Francis Hospital. You know, we have serviced now 12,500 individuals, and we've saved 65 lives in the last 72 months.
Wow. This is, no, Curtis, what you... And did he ever tell you that I met him on a bus, that he was going to Boston, but he ended up in Hartford, and I happened to meet him, and that's when I met him? And the rest is history. I cannot believe it, what this man has done.
I agree with you. He has been very generous to the town of Southington and to all the different organizations. I just want to mention for the free gas that Curtis is providing that people will need a voucher to get the gas, and we have a few left. So if they call Southington Community Services, they can come in and see if they're qualified.
Talk a bit about Southington Community Services, Janet.
We're special, I think. The town pays for the building, pays all the expenses. We have 90 volunteers. So all the money that we use for clients is 100% donations and used at 100% client use. So we're very unusual. We do Thanksgiving, and I'm going to say last year at Thanksgiving, Curtis and Sheila showed up with 50 full Thanksgiving meals from soup
wow.
to nuts
wow.
for people in Southington.
That's just unbelievable. This guy is.
So now how is this going to work again? With you need a voucher. Run us through the process of what's going to happen on Saturday.
There were 100 vouchers printed. 50 of them were sent out through various churches in Southington, and we received 50 vouchers. And we have in our food pantry alone, we service 550 families. We did over half a million meals last year in the town of Southington. And so I think that's why Curtis has done so much for us, because he realizes the need. They'll get their voucher. They will actually go to Vinny's Pizza, where Curtis and Sheila and a group of volunteers will be. They'll get a free coupon to Rita's Ice Cream. They're going to get a couple apples from Roger's Orchards. They're going to get some water donated by Carter Cares. So what Curtis and Sheila and Yvonne have done is they've gotten a lot of groups together. That's the whole purpose of this, so that you're networking and you're taking care. Sometimes it takes one little thing to make a difference in someone's life. Mm-hmm. And that's what Curtis does so well.
Now, Curtis, just yes, hit on the big food thing that you've been doing. You're going to be doing one soon.
Well, yes. In New Haven, you mean?
Yes. Yes. This is the Jesse Hardy. His name. The guy is homeless. And what he does, he lives in a hotel, a motel, and he goes out at least 3 times a year and raise funds to give to the homeless.
He's homeless?
Yes, and he's homeless.
And he's homeless.
Yes, yes. This guy is...
I'd like to meet him.
He is a wonderful guy. I mean, you got to meet this guy. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, let's go back to the gas. You know, gas, you know, prices is going up. People just need a little edge, you know? And if they have a little enough gas to get back and forth to work, and thank Janet, because the thing is, you know me, I would give gas to everybody. The problem is that some of them may drive up in a Mercedes. And if I still give them gas, but she wanted to just make sure that the right people are getting these benefits. So thank God for that. And Janet is, I mean, she's a pillar in the Southington community. Well, all over. Everybody knows Janet. But on Saturday after that, we're going to go down to New Haven from noon to 5 at the Goff, G-O-F-F-E, State Park. And, you know, for the past 2 years, we've been doing that. And we're going to, you know, last year we expected to feed, 3 months ago, I think it was, we expected about 1,000 people, and 2,500 showed up. And not only food, but clothes as well. And, you know, just Brad and Dan, just to look at these little faces. I mean, do you realize, I mean, this is unbelievable, and Janet can correct me, and I think I got the number right. 40,000 kids go to bed hungry every year in Connecticut. Not in the United States, in Connecticut. 40,000. Can you imagine?
Every night.
Every night.
Every night.
Can
wow.
you imagine? I can't sleep at night knowing that. I mean, I can't feed all of them, but I'm going to feed my share, you know? And Sheila and I, we stay up at nights worrying about, I mean, we're the richest country in the world. No one should ever go hungry in this country. I mean, we throw away enough food to feed, 40,000 kids, you know. But somebody got approached, and somebody, you know, I just heard Hartford Mail, which is a wonderful guy. I love Luke. Luke is a great guy. I always say if you catch Luke in the woods fighting a bear, help the bear. <You know? laughs> But, my God, he's struggling trying to get out of this. And I thank you guys for bringing all this to focus because people need to know this. Sometimes we don't visualize things that we can't see, and you guys do that. And thank you, Brad and Dan, for doing that so well.
You're welcome. Janet, explain the need in Southington. We think Southington, the suburbs,
yeah,
everything
absolutely.
Is all well and good. Talk a bit about Southington.
Well, we run the food pantry in Southington. We used to be in Town Hall, and we moved outside of Town Hall. We got our own building. And everyone said, how are they going to get to you? Your numbers are going to drop. Our numbers tripled. What we found out is there was a large number of seniors that wanted food, but to go into Town Hall and to walk out with food was very embarrassing. So being in a separate building, our numbers have gone up. We just did the back-to-school program. 310 Southington students received a book bag filled with all new supplies and a $20 gift card to purchase items from Walmart that weren't in the bag. We are doing energy assistance now, oil, the federal program. We are booked for the next 3 weeks solid.
Wow. See, these are things, Dan, that
well,
people
we don't realize. No. And it's got to be brought to the public's attention that people are struggling in Connecticut.
No question.
Yeah.
No question.
Well, poverty is not only in the inner city. And some people forget that there are people out in the suburbs that's hurting as well. And we cannot forget them. Because when a child is hungry, it doesn't make any difference who they are, you know. I mean, you know, we don't focus on things we don't see. And Janet, you do such a wonderful job. I mean, when I first moved to Southington, I found out that a lot of the kids who was going to school in the morning and couldn't afford lunch and breakfast, and they found out that some of the kids get supplements from the government, but some of them can't get any money at all. So Sheila and I started the breakfast program for all the kids in the school, in the Southern school. And we also found out a lot of the elderly run out of money around the 28th of the month. So they have a choice of buying oil or food. And so we make sure that all the elderly in the town of Southern is fed, you know. And then for our police department, Sheila and I bought 41 cameras. Southington Police was the first police department in the state to have body cameras. That was bought. Sheila and I bought body cameras for them 5-6 years ago. And the fire department, we gave carbon dioxide. So when a fireman goes inside of a home, he knows there's a carbon dioxide before he gets in there. So these are the things in buses. I mean, the thing is, these are the things that we're trying to do. And we got some wonderful volunteers. We got some wonderful people in Southington. I mean, they are so benevolent, and they just, you know, the YMCA, all of them, just her and the United Way. In fact, I suppose been at United Way breakfast this morning, but it's just some wonderful people. But we can't forget them. We can't forget the suburbs. Those are some people out there who's really hurting, and they need us. And so you can't forget them because you don't see them.
Well, this is the reason, Curtis and Dan, we got together, and this is the reason that we have you back every now and then, you know, to do what you did the last time and to do what you're doing now, so that people know this and they understand that the suburbs hurt too.
Yes.
Curtis, how well did the event in Hartford go this summer when you did this?
Oh, my God, the food program? Well, it was on Albany Avenue, but the cars was all the way down Albany Avenue to Homestead Avenue, all the way up to Homestead Avenue, down another street, all the way back to Albany Avenue.
Wow.
And we had, and I got to give thanks to the Hartford Police Department. They volunteer traffic control, and they did a wonderful job. I got to give some kudos to Chief Daly in Southington, because he's volunteering for this thing on Saturday. He's going to be there. He's going to be pumping gas. He's got a lot of wonderful, Southington got some of the wonderful, most wonderful police officers in the country. And so they're going to volunteer their time as well. And we got Orchard, we got Roger Orchard, who's going to give us some apples. We got Bread for Life. These are, you know.
Just, I don't mean just to laugh, but you're a Wheeler dealer good way.
Well, I'm just trying to do God's work, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Brad and Dan, you know, every second we're dying. People say you're living. Now, every second you're dying. No one say, boy, I missed that one. That was close. You're going to die. And only God give you 80, 90 years on this earth, and you're going to be judged by what you did in that little time that you were here. And the thing is that we have to reach back, and we have to help each other and stop being so greedy, you know, and start sharing the little things, the gift that God have given us. Because at the end of the day, God is only going to ask, what did you do with the gift that I gave you? And the thing is that I cannot walk around and see people dying like I saw it at St. Francis at the time, or see people hungry and knowing that I could save them, or that I could do something for them. And we live for the soul.
You got a great wife, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
She's fabulous.
Oh, my God. We live for the soul. We don't live for the body. The body's temporary. The soul is forever.
Well, talk a bit about the Curtis and Sheila Foundation.
Curtis and Sheila Foundation was started, I don't know, a couple of years ago. We were doing so much for the community, and at the end of the year, you know, we were paying 60% of our income was going to charity. So my accountant said, Curtis, why don't you open up a foundation? I said, well, what are you talking about? He said, in that way, you can write this stuff off, some of this stuff. I said, well, I never thought about that. He said, well, you're giving it away. And we can't deduct it, because you're giving it away to people who sleeping in cars. You're giving it to people sleeping on the bridges. You're taking So we said, okay, well, we don't want to do it for that purpose. But however, if it would help us save some money so we can give more money away, that's where we started the foundation.
Okay. Brad, we're going to take a break. We've got Your Money Now coming up, but we'll be back with Curtis and Janet to recap what's going to take
place
in Southington.
Fabulous, fabulous story. Okay, my friends, coming up to 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, and these are some of the things that Dan and I like to do and will always continue doing. And you guys have been tremendous as in response.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. The first known fatal crash of a highway vehicle operating under automated control systems was partially the result of a driver's over-reliance on the technology. That's a word from the National Transportation Safety Board on last year's collision involving a Tesla Model S sedan. The NTSB says Tesla's system worked as designed, but it was designed to perform limited tasks in a limited range of environments, and the driver used the system on a road that wasn't designed to handle. HBO has signed John Oliver on to do 3 more seasons of Last Week Tonight. The show is in its 4th season. This year it's up for 8 primetime Emmys. The Paper Airplane, Sand, and the Wiffle Ball are among the 12 finalists vying for a place in the National Toy Hall of Fame. Also up for the honor are board games Risk and Clue, the Magic 8 Ball, Matchbox Cars, My Little Pony, the Pez Candy Dispenser, Transformers, and the card game Uno. 2 or 3 toys will be inducted November 9th. On Wall Street, futures are lower. And that's your money now.
Brad Davis here for my friends at Lenses Only. Now, you've heard me talk about the great value the folks at Lenses Only provide. Need new glasses? Don't spend money on expensive frames. Bring in your old frames, and Lenses Only will replace just the lenses. Because at Lenses Only, lenses are always on sale, and now Lenses Only is even better. Can't make it to their stores? Well, just call Lenses Only at 860-769-2020 and tell them you want to use their direct express service. They'll take your address and send you a postage paid box. Just put your old glasses and your current prescription in it and mail. In a few days, you'll have a brand new pair of prescription lenses in your frames sent right back to your home. Lenses Only, 812 Park Avenue, Bloomfield, 42 Pratt Street, Hartford, and now open in Meriden in the Big Y Plaza, 533 South Broad Street, 860-769-2020.
Did you know that replacing your heating equipment that is 10 years or older can cut your heating bill by more than $100? You work hard for your money. Don't waste it on inefficiency. Let Air Temp Residential Heating and Cooling of Newington start saving you money today. Air Temp Residential Heating and Cooling services all of Connecticut and offers 24/7 emergency service. Call now and save up to $500 on your new installation. AirTempCT.com.
My friends, it is 8:52 in the morning and almost 9 o'clock. You know, I didn't realize that my pillow was going to come back to me. I hadn't been talking about him for a couple of days, but it wasn't me, it was you. And that 50% discount is being continued. Absolutely. Now, how does it work? Well, first of all, when I started this, I wanted the pillow for 3 nights at home before I started talking about it to make sure it was what they were talking about, the greatest pillow ever. Well, I'll tell you, after 3 nights, I knew that this was something different. And you folks have been tremendous. 50% off, and this is what you're going to get now. 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. And all you have to do is call 1-800-659-1135. You got it? 1-800-659-1135. Or you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WDRC. And let me tell you, so many of you have called for these pillows. People ask me, have you got your pillow with you today, when they see me in the street sometimes, which is ridiculous. I don't carry it around with me. But I'll tell you, it's that good. 1-800-659-1135, or you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code WDRC.
Brad, we are back in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, Curtis Robinson from the Curtis and Sheila Robinson Foundation, and also we have Janet Mellon, Director, Southington Community Center, talking about, first of all, the event that's going to take place on Saturday in Southington. Curtis, once again, can you give us a recap of what's going to take place on Saturday?
No, thank you, Dan. Saturday, September the 16th, about between 9 and 11, at the Palumbo, P-A-L-U-M-B-O. It's a 66 gas station at 828 Meriden Waterbury Turnpike in Plantsville. We're going to be giving away gas to 100 cars. Actually, what we're trying to do is just give the people in the area, don't have to be from Southington, just a little boost. And maybe a gallon, a tank of gas will last them for a week, and that would help them get ahead in terms of their bills and maybe be able to do some other things for their families. And Janet, you might want to speak on this as well. And after that, we're going to be in New Haven. If you want to come to New Haven at Godfrey State Park at noon, we're going to have a lot of things. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have food. We're going to have clothes. Bring the kids out if they need any type of clothes or shoes or whatever they need.
We're going to have tables. I mean, we're probably going to have 60 feet tables you're going to be able to just be able to pick out some of the things that you need for your children. And we're going to have all type of food and pizza, and we can probably have a little rides and stuff. So come on down and just spend the day with us.
Wow. And Janet, talk about the vouchers again.
Okay, so there are 100 vouchers. Most of them are taken. Central Baptist Church, I believe, still has some. Our office still has a few. Contact either place. You can also contact Vicki Triano, who's been very involved in this. And I want to do a special thank you to Chief Daly, who's doing all this.
Yes.
And also Denny's is going to provide 25 gift cards to some 25 cars that show up that day. Very excited about this.
Wow. So, but you need the voucher in order to get the gas.
You
is that
have
correct?
To have the voucher. First, you bring the voucher to Vinny's Pizza, where it's cut in half, and then you continue to go to the gas station. But there'll be volunteers there talking about things when you get to that point, Vinny's Pizza.
Vinny's is right next door.
It's right next door.
See, the problem is, Dan, that if they didn't have this protection, he'd be given every car that drove up.
Yeah.
He'd fill the car until he ran out of gas.
Yeah.
that's how he is.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this is – Janet, go ahead.
And this is one of the only gas stations that's not self-serve. They actually pump the gas, which is a wonderful thing.
Yes. Okay.
And if there weren't vouchers, would you be in line with me, Brad?
I just probably.
Wow, this is such a great thing.
Oh, fabulous.
And again, it's also to remind, Curtis, like you said before, remind people that poverty knows no bounds.
Right.
Poverty is not only in our inner cities, but it's in our suburbs,
absolutely.
Too, right?
Absolutely. And we can't forget them. I mean, we do our testing. We go to mosques, synagogues. We go anywhere men's gather when we were doing just for men, but now we're doing for women's, everyone. And we go up to Stafford Springs. We go all over. And you'd be surprised the people in the suburbs who need assistance, that they just feel like they're forgotten.
And, Curtis, you will make this a regular stop
absolutely.
Here?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Terrific. Dan and I want you to, when you get out there, to come by here just like this.
Absolutely. You know, God only made two people. He made Adam and he made Eve. There's only one race, and that's the human race. And we have to look out for each other, because that's what God wants us to do.
And right with that thought.
What a way to end the program.
Whoa, boy. And you still got an hour to go,
CT
you know.
CT on the Hill follows the news at 9.
Okay, and my dear friends, the good Lord willing, I'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 o'clock. And until then, be good to yourself. You couldn't do it for a better person.